AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A day of national mourning for former President Jimmy Carter and a state funeral are set for January 9th. Sakamagane reports two people who worked closely with him at the Carter Center are remembering his efforts to help those in need around the world.
Senior advisor Linda Newman says the ex-president focused on health and peace.
And he understood that you need both for society to thrive.
Frank Richards, who recently retired from the center, points to Carter's decades-long push to wipe out guinea worm, an ancient parasite that afflicted an estimated 3.5 million people in 1986.
Now we're talking about 14 people in the entire world, 14 persons.
Asked how Carter attacked guinea worm and other global issues.
Often by picking up the phone and calling either a Ministry of Health or a president to smooth the way.
For both Richards and Newman, Carter's passing, while expected, was still shocking.
I shed some tears last night.
We truly believed he was going to live forever. And I think we're coming to grips with the fact that he's no longer on Earth.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
A U.S. official tells AP border arrests are hovering near the low point of the Biden presidency. In South Korea, safety inspections planned for all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. Investigators are searching for the cause of a weekend crash that killed 179 people. Meantime, South Korea's anti-corruption agency has issued warrants to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol and search his office. And Jackie Quinn reports the world is getting more crowded.
Census Bureau estimates find the world population by New Year's Day will be 8.09 billion people. That's an increase of 71 million people this year alone. In the U.S., there were 2.6 million more people, bringing the population this week to 341 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says solar storms may produce northern lights. Best chance to see them before dawn Tuesday in the northern U.S. And Lisa Dwyer has a practical post-holiday story.
Wondering how to get rid of that Christmas tree? One group in Chicago has a solution. You can turn your tree into a healthy snack for goats. Brandon Gutierrez with the nonprofit Urban Growers Collective says the trees provide nutrients for the goats.
This is just a nice treat from the boring hay they've been eating for a couple months now.
Jay Thomas of Chicago was surrounded by excited goats as he dropped off his Christmas tree.
I was very surprised to find out that goats would want to eat a Christmas tree. I could see other trees being eaten by deer and whatnot, but a Christmas tree is all piney and spiny and sounds painful to me to eat, but they're happy with it.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.